Today, we'd like to see the title of In the Garden, a New Tomb in John chapter 19, verses 1 to 42. To a non-religious souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1 and verse 1. So then, Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. Explain with the verses in the scripture and what can we learn from here. Question 2 in verse 30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. What had it been finished? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3 in verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Where was the tomb, either in the city or outside the city? And why was it? And what can we learn from here through mission fields? In the last time in John chapter 18, 39, 40, but you have a custom that I should lead someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. The flicking people asked Pilate to release Barabbas rather than Jesus for death penalty. Question 1. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. The Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity, sin, or transgression for us all, that one of its consequences was suffering, such as scourged Jesus with the stripes, which had little bits of glass for suspects confessing crime. The chastisement for our peace by his stripes, we are healed, and so on in the scriptures, as Isaiah prophesied about 700 years ago. So cross-reference right here. Verse 2, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. The Roman soldiers put the crown of thorns, which was the symbol of the curse at the Garden of Eden, when Adam disobeyed. So, thorn caused by the curse of the original sin were placed upon his head by the mocked soldiers. About the four soldiers in verse 23, four parts, a crown on his head and a royal purple robe on his shoulders. Verse 3. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands. The King of the Jews, in verse 19, was the charged crime for the death penalty of the treason under Roman law rather than of blasphemy under Jewish law. Verse 4, Pilate then went out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Pilate knew his innocence by himself, like Judas Iscariot or his wife, but each of them was not enough to receive the salvation through its faith, Jesus Christ, like one criminal on the cross. That's cross reference right here. 5 to 16. 5. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe, and Pilate said to them, Behold the man, or look the man. Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate's judgment, verse 5 to 16, Pilate was pressured to decide to crucify Jesus on the judgment seat at the Fablement or Gabbatha, the northwest corner of the Praetorium or Judgment Hall on the Passover, by the possible rights of the people, which might cause to lose his job of governor by Caesar. So that is the background of 5 to 16. So 7, the Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. The chair, the Christ or Messiah, is the Son of God. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, as Isaiah prophesied and Peter confessed. Jesus admitted the Christ, the Son of God, before the high priest, as it is, as you said, subject to death penalty under the blasphemy of the Jewish law, because the high priest and the people did not believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Christ meaning ordained by the God the Father. So simply, God the Father recognized Jesus, the Son of God, my Son, the Son of God. 8. Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid and went again into the praetorium or judgment hall and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave no answer. Then Pilate said to them, Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you? Jesus answered, You could have no power at all against me unless it had given you from above. In other words, because God, you know, allowed the power to give you to crucify me. You know. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you had the greatest sin. Jesus answered that the one who delivered Jesus to Pilate, such as Caiaphas, the high priest, or other co-accusers, committed the greater sin than Pilate. Verse 12, From then on Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. That's a treason. The Jews pressed Pilate with a possible treason against Caesar in conspiracy with whoever makes himself a king. That is Jesus, if Pilate lists Jesus. Verse 13 up to 15, 13. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha, but it was the preparation, day of the Passover, and about the 6 hour, 6 a.m., and he said to Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate decided to the final judgment to crucify Jesus at about 6 a.m. in the judgment seat. In the chief priest's final answer, "We have no king but Caesar." Here, Pilate should have avoided the present case, or should have decided to release Jesus regardless of the cost, because one who knows to do good but does not do it commits sin, as we learn. Chief priests were not spiritual but fleshly, for profit, power, and glory of religion. Although chief priests hated Rome, they claimed loyalty to Rome in order to kill Jesus under the tradition of the Roman law rather than blasphemy of the Jewish law. They were hypocrite, so we should be spiritual in the spirit and pure. James 4:17. According to 16, then he delivered it to him, to them, to be so those deliveries the more guilty, more sin. To be crucified, then they took Jesus and led him away. One who is hanged on a tree is cursed by God. Jesus has redeemed us by having become a curse for us through his hanging on a tree. That's a cross reference right here. 17 up to 24. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. That is a Greek word, Calvary, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing words, "Jesus of Nazareth," criminal name, and Jesus coming from Nazareth, "the King of the Jews," the crime charge. Then many of the Jews read the title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, not, you know, in the city. It was written in Hebrew, Greek, Latin. So Hebrew, Jewish people, Greek. So it's a common people of Rome. Latin is for Italian, the conquering people. Jesus on cross at Golgotha, the Hebrew, or Calvary, the Greek. Jesus was crucified with two others out of the city on the Passover. The accusation or the charge, the crime to Jesus of Nazareth as the King of the Jews for death penalty of treason under the Roman law. Pilate denied the chief priest's request of "I am the King of the Jews" for self-king rather than of the King of the Jews. Then is 21. Therefore, the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King, the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from top in one piece. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. That scripture might be fulfilled, which is said, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore, the soldiers did these things. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. The four Mary women were eyewitnessed by the cross of Jesus, Jesus' mother, her sister, the mother of James and Joseph, also called as Joseph in NIV, the wife of Clopas, the one of two disciples to the Emmaus, and Mary Magdalene. So verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son, look your son." John the author refers to himself as a disciple whom he loved, feeling special to Jesus. Peter felt special to Jesus. Every Christian feels special to Jesus because all Christians are his own special people. Jesus called his mother as a woman upon his foreknowledge of people's misconception for Mary as a deity rather than humanity. So 27, then he said to disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Then Jesus' half-brothers did not believe in Jesus Christ until after his resurrection. That in the light of a common belief in Jesus Christ and his foreknowledge, John's long life surviving Mary on the earth, John was commissioned by Jesus to take care of Mary. Verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, then the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." The "I thirst" might have fulfilled David's messianic words in the scripture, dried up, "My tongue clings to my juice," Psalm 22:15. 29, now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. Then they filled a sponge with the sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. The sour wine might have fulfilled David's messianic words of scripture, "Make my gall and my vinegar." Verse 30, question 2. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The sixth statement of Jesus on the cross, "It is finished," means Jesus had finished the work of salvation, which God has given Jesus to do, as he paid in full once for all people's sin. Sin separates people from God. In the Old Testament, only through the sacrifice of an animal, a substitute, people's sin could be covered with its blood. But when people sin continually, the continual sacrifice was required. In New Testament, through the sacrifice of Jesus, the substitute, people's sin is forgiven fully with his blood, followed by his resurrection. Upon its faith, thereafter, whoever believes sins becomes a debt to Jesus, who paid off all sin, including future sin. So if we confess or repent to him heartily, he will forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because he is faithful. Then upon the last seventh statement on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," he breathed his last at the ninth hour, that is 3 p.m. See the charts, John, all cross reference right here. 31. Therefore, because it was a preparation day, is the Passover day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath. For the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked the Pilate that their lives might be broken and that they might be taken away. Jesus died as the lamb for the Passover meal was slain. The dead body should not remain overnight on the cross, not to defile the lamb. So they had to hurry to avoid the Sabbath, which began Friday evening at sunset, Deuteronomy 21:32-36. Then the soldiers came and broke the locks of first of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, so that he was led there, 3 o'clock there, they did not break his leg, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he had seen, has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, the scripture should be fulfilled, no one of his bones shall be broken. Crucifixion was a slow and painful death way by suffocation due to weight of the hung body, the loss of strength and breathing difficulty, broken legs with hung legs suffocate quickly into quick death. The soldiers broke the legs of two crucified criminals, but did not break his legs because he was already dead. Instead, one soldier pierced his side, probably the sack of his heart, to burst out blood and water. Jesus died as the lamb of our Passover. Not one of his bones was broken. The bone of the righteous is not broken. The prophecy of not one of all his bones broken was fulfilled. 37. And again, another scripture says, they shall took on him whom they pierced. Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled here, Zechariah 12:10. 38. After this, Joseph Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the dead body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus. His grave with the wicked, two criminals, but with the rich, Joseph, at the death was fulfilled here. So the cross-reference right here. 39. Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Nicodemus and Joseph were members of Sanhedrin council and secret followers of Jesus. The cross reference right here, 40. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in stripes of linen with the spices as the custom of Jews is to bury. Joseph Nicodemus hurried to bury Jesus' body anointed with the mixture of myrrh and aloes, and they bound in strips of linen with the spices to avoid the Sabbath, the first day of unleavened bread, which began the Friday evening at the sunset. 41:42. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. In the garden, a new tomb or sepulcher in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day. Preparation day for what? For Sabbath. For the tomb was nearby. The place where he was crucified was Golgotha. There was a garden. In the garden, a new tomb was there. Look at Jerusalem city. By tradition, at the seventh step of Via Dolorosa, inside the lion's gate of the city, They were Golgotha and tomb, today the Church of Holy Sepulchre. According to scripture, at the place of a skull, Golgotha, Jesus suffered outside the gate, today Damascus gate of the city. Resurrection eyewitnesses, God came into the city to report to the chief priest. The tomb was in the garden, today the garden tomb, nearby the Golgotha. Any conduct or traditions should be discerned by the Word of God in the Scripture, because our faith is rooted from the Word of God. Missions, conducts must be followed. Example is the charitable conduct. Follow the Word of God in the Scripture. Otherwise, a lot of problems came out for a long time from Eric Campion's testimony. So, we covered all three questions right here at the death and resurrection chart. So you may see that it's what happened. Jewish day begins at evening, Jewish time, plus 6 hours. So it's Romans time and the seventh statement on the cross. So that one. Also continue to keep on prayer for California. The floodish weather, so this book is until at the end of this month available for free book. So continue to keep on prayer, Calvary and Amherst missions area. So please pray for missionaries and for Christians of all the earth. James 5:16, effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. God bless you, all of them. Bye.